Did you know it's not the job of a youth pastor to disciple your kids? It's true. Ultimately, that responsibility is yours. Now, hear me say, it takes a village to love, care for, and mentor our children. I am so thankful for our youth pastor and her heart to love my daughter well and guide her in truth and great discussions. Right now, their group meets over Zoom every week, and I'm so grateful my daughter steps into that. There's community, growth, and accountability there for her. Youth ministry is a needed ministry. I'm a product of that ministry and thank God for the leaders God used in my life. So pray for your youth minister more than you criticize and encourage your kids to step into that opportunity. But when it comes down to it, we are the primary source of discipleship training for our kids. If the thought of that responsibility makes you nervous, it should. It is not something to take lightly. The faith of our children is not something we leave up to the world. In Proverbs 22:6, we are encouraged to train up a child in the way they should go. So what does that training look like? It begins in realizing if you aren't training yourself, then you can't train your child. Our individual faith must be growing deeper so we can guide our children in their faith. It's a natural process, and it's not about knowing it all and having all the right answers. It's about a life lived for God and growing in discipleship and allowing that growth to be on full display within your home. How do you train your child in a world that throws every other worldview at our kids in a culture that is moving farther away from God? Deuteronomy 6:5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. That's how to train up a child in the way they should go. Our first priority as a parent is our own personal relationship with God. We model for our children what loving God with all our heart, soul, and strength looks like day in and day out. We can't leave the faith of our kids up to chance. We must daily talk about the truth of God's word and His grace at home, in the car, when you're tucking them in bed at night, and as you eat breakfast before the day begins. Recently, our microwave needed to be fixed. A friend of ours wanted to help fix it, and after watching a how-to video on YouTube and then buying an $8 part, our old broken microwave was brought back to life. My 10-year-old said, "Mom, that would make a great video for you to talk about, because just like that little part made an old microwave new, Jesus does the same for us." Yep, she's picking up on what it's all about. A life made new. It's not simply a Sunday morning ritual. It's a relationship with Jesus and a real faith that filters through every single moment of our day. That's not only our responsibility as parents, it's our blessed opportunity. That's the truth. Your child's faith begins with you. Know the truth and live it out in your home every single day. A changed heart leads to a changed home, and that leads to a changed world. I'm Lori Klein.